Happy Valentine's Day. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Do you have your quiver and your bow and your arrow? Are
you
Cupid?
Oh, I do. Excellent. I am totally Cupid. We have an absolute bouquet of theater right now in Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley. Mm-hmm. For me, there is no better gift than a night of theater. So let's run through these again, and you can see if there's something that would suit your sweetheart. Into the Woods, last weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Stephen Sondheim's score, fairy tale characters.
7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's the last weekend. Remember, it's 3 o'clock on Sunday. In the Book of, at University Theater, at the Black Box on the at the Global Campus in downtown Fayetteville, inspired by the Bible's Book of Ruth.
And this is set up in a thrust configuration, so audience members are on three sides of the stage.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And it is, of course, the question, how do you get to be an American and who deserves to be?
Written by John Walsh, who's the head of playwriting at the university.
At the university. Yeah. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 on Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $20 for adults. What day was that? Wednesday morning, I had some folks come up from Fort Smith Little Theater to do a podcast. It was their first podcast ever. They had so much fun talking about season 73 and the season opening play, which is called The Glitter Girls. The director described it as Steel Magnolias meets Survivor. The premise is that the Sisters of the Gleam and Sparkle have a member who has announced she is ill, mm-hmm. and she wants to give away a whole bunch of her money, and they have to decide who gets it. And hilarity ensues. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 on Sunday, and again next weekend at Fort Smith Little Theater. Tickets are $12. There's the bargain of the century. The Royale wraps up this weekend at Theater Squared in Fayetteville, based on the life of Jack Johnson, the first African-American world heavyweight boxing champion. 7:30, and you loved it.
I did. I absolutely adored it.
7:30 Wednesday through Saturday, which would be today and Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday, and that's the end. Tickets start at $10 for the 30 under 30. Arkansas Public Theater is doing Newsies.
This is the second weekend for that?
It is the second weekend. It was not a script I knew. I tried watching the Disney version and got a headache about 20 minutes into it. The play is fabulous. It is at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock on Sunday, and then again next weekend. Tickets start at $32. And then Once on This Island is at the Walton Arts Center, the touring production of the Tony Award winner for Best Revival of a Musical. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. Tickets for that start at $25. And there's ballet.
Oh, that's right. Cinderella?
Cinderella, one of the great love stories. It's new choreography by Ryan Nye, the artistic director of Northwest Arkansas Ballet Theater. 7:30 today and tomorrow. That's it. At Arend Art Center at Bentonville High School. Tickets for that are $25. The Chocolate Lovers Festival is tomorrow in Eureka Springs from 10 to 3 at the Eureka Springs Community Center, a.k.a. the old high school.
Right.
At 44 Kings Highway, it's $12.50 to get in. And it's like a cookie walk or any of those things. You get a box.
And then you get samples and
yeah, you can make yourself just really sick is what you can do. And then you can stay in town because you can't come back down the mountain after you've eaten all that chocolate and go to the Mardi Gras Light and Sound Parade at 6 o'clock.
Right. It's in the usual downtown route.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Black Light Ball afterward at 7 o'clock at Chelsea's Cafe. And tickets for that are $35 at reserveeureka.com.
All right. You got us covered for Valentine's.
You can't mess this up, guys.
You'll be back Sunday?
I will.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.